This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now they call us walking corpses.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
But it's the globalists that are on their last leg as we decide to push this thing. All it takes is a few good men and women that'll push it all the way. All the way and never stop. All the way. You can't lose either way. Yeah, they call us walking corpses. Unholy living dead.
Walking corpses. Unholy living dead.
They'd like to lock us up. Put us in the pretty pins. I don't want to be in your dungeon. I don't want to be in your globalist hell. There's no mystery. Well, I am in misery. Globalist. Let's go to Julio in Illinois, news reporter for statewide news agency. We'll stop right there. Finish your points, Julio. Very informative. Go ahead.
So a lot of the stations in Chicago and throughout the big markets across the country are so dependent on newswire services. I worked at a small radio station in Wyoming, and smaller markets, that's all they can get is newswires. They don't have
They're repeaters. They're repeaters,
Alex. And so when you have H1C French Press, or you have Reuters, or you have, you know, Associated Press, or you have even these big markets, Fox, NBC, et cetera, churning out the same types of garbage, the same types of biased reports, they get picked up all over the just based off of the budget constraints by so many of these news organizations, big market, media market, small market, they're all repeaters.
And then Drudge comes along, or InfoWars comes along, and listeners send us videos, their own articles. That just creates an alternative, and more radio stations, TV stations are actually tuning into that alternative view. That's why they say, oh, don't go to Drudge or InfoWars. That's discredited, but that doesn't work anymore. So, Julio, in 30 seconds, how do they counter that? They shut the web down.
Well, of course, they shut the web down. Stations buy up more and more stations, fire the departments, and then keep churning and burning the same type of garbage. I had an interview with the largest news wiring service in the country recently, and during the interview I talked about, we just started shooting the breeze about the election. I asked, what do you think about this nationalist trend? We see it in France with Marie Le Pen. We see it in Britain, in the UK with Nigel Farage. We're seeing sort of a new dichotomy in politics, and it's happening right here in the States. Sort of happened a little bit with the Tea Party, but it's now flourishing with Donald Trump. And this guy from the largest news wiring service in the country told me to my face, yeah, but here in the States, it's more of the racist far right and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we think that, you know, it's coming to an end here in the States.
That's all they've got. Listen, Julio, I have met you several times. I've seen your work. You've leaked this great info. We ought to talk to you about working for InfoWars. Would you want to move down here to Texas?
I'm in a position now where I can do more independent stuff. Would love to contribute in any way possible. You've seen my work.
All right. Listen, I've got your number years ago. We've talked, hung out in D.C., you name it, and Chicago, but send me your info right now. Give me your number. I'm serious. I want to hire a few more reporters. I was just thinking, it just clicked. This guy's always done great reports. You're not saying, of course, your full name right now because they'll probably fire from your job, but we ought to just hire the real reporters. That's what we're trying to do here. Julio, we'll talk to you very, very soon. Give us your info. I'm going to have Rob do call you. And even if you don't move down here, we can have an auxiliary and, you know, pay us somewhat of a salary to be up there in Chicago. But Julio's a go-getter. He's a smart guy. We need that guy. That's why I need you to buy the products, the T-shirts. Well, I'm selling those at cost, so I guess not those. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 20% off. The great organic mustard seed-based selenium, BioTrue selenium, exclusively at InfoWarsLive.com. The Super Male Vitality, the Anthroplex, and so many other products because it funds the operation. And you see what we have here is these great reporters and crew and researchers. InfoWarsLive.com. or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got more reporters like J.T. Coyote, wrote for the Colorado News. We'll be back. Stay with us straight ahead. Dr. Corsi's joining us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us. He is a, is it two-time or three-time number one New York Times bestseller? And he has the new book out, Always Definitive, Partners in Crime. If there's somebody writing the reality-based narrative in so many elections, it is Dr. Corsi. They fear this man as much as they probably fear somebody like Matt Drudge. And that's hard company to keep. I don't think there's probably anybody in that fraternity. But Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D., really an expert on the economy. I want to ask him just selfishly, separately, about the Germans clearing the store shelves. Government says get ready for civil emergency. That was last Friday, got almost no coverage. That was a government announcement. What's happening with all these Soros emails coming out? Worse than I even thought about the U.N. taking over the Internet. Now it happens next month. I mean, it's like, my worst concerns have now been like magnified and are happening. So I'm wondering from Dr. Corsi, what he sees coming up next. But Dr. Corsi is an expert on the economy, so we'll also get his take on that. In fact, going over his bio, he's a PhD from Harvard in political science. He is currently a senior staff reporter at WorldNet Daily, where he works as an investigative reporter, WND.com. He's an expert on political violence and terrorism and worked in, as a consultant in a lot of clandestine areas. In 81, he received a top-secret clearance for the Agency for International Development, where he assisted in providing anti-terrorism training to embassy personnel. 25 years, beginning in 81, he developed working and banks throughout the United States and around the world to develop financial services marketing companies to assist banks in establishing broker-dealers and insurance subsidiaries to provide financial planning products. So he revolutionized that whole area and services, including working for Trump, I would add, as a consultant, to their retail customers. He is a noted financial services speaker. That's really where he's the most prestigious, not just as a writer, but obviously the average listener doesn't know that because they're not into, you know, banking. And he's published many, many books, many of them New York Times bestsellers, WND.com, Twitter.com/Corsi_Jerome Corsi. Wow, where to begin? Obviously the economy, his book, so many fronts, but the clips, I've already played them twice, so I won't play them again, or maybe later. Obama says a month ago, what's election fraud? The feds don't run elections. Well, we know they've been caught, the party in power, before directing voter news services and the media the way the announcements are supposed to go. But now Homeland Security and Jay Johnson are announcing special executive action to defend the infrastructure and come in and, quote, protect it. And as Roger Stone said a month ago, watch if Homeland Security comes in to protect the machines. That's the fix. It's like prophecy. It's happening. So this is simply over the top. And then I have Reuters from last week where the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, that's really at the heart of globalism, from the Marshall Plan, it's OSCE, this multinational NATO Interpol group, is going to oversee with 10 times the people they had last time, 500 monitors, our election. So Obama's gone from the feds aren't involved to bringing foreigners in. I mean, this is so sensational. With George Soros' email saying, have the UN run a local police, that it's like I'm a dog in a butcher shop. It proves everything. It's surreal, though. Dr. Corsi, I've thrown a big gestalt out there. Where do we begin? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I think you're exposing the heart of the corruption that we're facing here, Alex. I mean, to begin with, you don't have an unbiased source when you've got Department of Homeland Security coming in with Jay Johnson to supervise the elections. I mean, it's like saying the IRS is an unbiased source when it won't give out any 501c3s to conservative groups, or that the Department of Justice is unbiased when it won't prosecute Hillary Clinton, even though it's clear that Hillary Clinton is extremely careless with her classified emails as Secretary of State. I mean, this bias of the corrupt Obama administration and the corrupt Clinton administration, I think, has got to be frightening. But, Alex, you've got the globalists scared to death of Donald Trump, and they're running as fast as they can to get to the finish line to put in global government and to eliminate fundamental freedoms Americans experience under the Constitution as fast as they can.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, you've got a lot of really high-level contacts. When they have no fewer than 20-plus articles last month in The Economist, the Financial Times of London, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Atlantic Monthly, all the globalist organs saying globalism with Brexit is in deep trouble. If one more domino falls, if Hillary doesn't win, we're done. Red-level panic. Do anything. Get her in. I mean, it seems like they're in a panic. Is that a put-on, or why are they acting suddenly so scared?
Well, I think globalists are scared. I think finally people are waking up. I mean, you've done a tremendous job of getting the message out.
Well, don't get me. You've done the job really documenting it for decades.
We've all been fighting this battle to get the people of the United States and around the world to realize that one world government is enslavement. It's enslavement by the transnational corporate structure and their power brokers in both the Democratic and Republican Party, to force the United States into a European Union. You're also going to see tremendous articles and pressure about Obama panicking that he's not going to be able to get this trans-Pacific.
That's what they're saying. They admit TPP's in deep doo-doo.
Deep trouble. And, the What the Brexit, I think, shows is that despite the elites, despite the Ryan, Paul Ryan and McConnell's, you know, with the charade of the Republican Party as a conservative party, which at its core it is not, they're worried to death that they're going to lose control over the populations which dare to vote against the Brexit. And we're seeing the same thing now, the drum roll, you know, the Trump is going to lose, give up, don't vote, it's all over, Hillary's already won. I mean,
Tokyo Row stuff.
Exactly, precisely. All propaganda, all aimed at discouraging those of us who know that the populism that's building around the world is a pushback against the enslavement.
So let me ask you this then, as one of the architects of defeating us over 40 years, and as you told us, you know, no, Trump's for real. I've been talking to him for 40 years. He knows everything we know and more. He's obviously anti-New World Order. It's why they're crapping their pants. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. I see them losing either way. If they steal it, they lose. Authoritarianism won't prop this up in what's left of our open society. Their whole program relies on stealth, as their own documents from BAMP Canada that you put out and others put out show. So what do they do? I mean, I don't want to be overconfident here, but it does seem that the tide has really shifted. The tables have turned.
Well, I mean, I expect a massive, violent kind of effort before this is over. I mean, there's going to be either a war, there'll be an assassination attempt, there'll be some, you know, thing to frighten the American people into thinking the only way we can survive as a nation is if we let the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the IRS rule the nation. And they will rule it not for justice. They're going to rule it for the Clinton elite, for the Obama elite, for the elite and the GOP as well. But believe me, these GOP and the Democratic Party are not two parties. They are two wings of the same party. And that's what Donald Trump is. Yes, Donald Trump is the real deal. I've known Donald Trump. I've talked to him. He truly does believe in America.
I've been on the phone with you before when you had to get off like 10 years ago when Donald Trump was calling up. Like, yes, I got to go. Donald Trump's calling up.
Right.
So.
I remember that too. Yeah, that's right. I mean, well, you know, Donald Trump is he's a really sincere guy. If you get to know Donald Trump, as part of what gets him into trouble with the media is
that's where he gets all this energy. He's in the epic battle. He knows it. He told me, he said, "You've the energy." He goes, "It's so good." I mean, he just loves it.
Well, and in fact, he dares to say what is on his mind to say, whether it's politically correct or not. And look at the moves he's taking. He's going to go to Mexico. He's daring to now start calling out Hillary and Bill Clinton on the foundation. And I wrote this book because I think the foundation is the Achilles.
Let's talk about the book, because you've been writing it over the last year. Now it's here. It's all coming out. The Chinese president, pay to play. I mean, this is incredible. If somebody doesn't indict her, it seems like the sky's the limit, because other people are going to involve in espionage and say, hey, you did nothing to Hillary.
Well, and I wrote the book to point out that the crime here is not just pay to play, but it's inurement. Inurement is using a foundation for personal gain. And anyone who's contributed a dollar to the foundation can go to a state attorney general, and at that state attorney general, file a criminal complaint against the Clinton administration.
And doesn't Trump have standing? Because he got bullied into giving money
to
too.
Trump has standing to go to the New York attorney general. Good luck getting the New York attorney general to pay any attention. That's the problem. Again, you've got Democratic Party politics wiring the situation.
And if an attorney general in Texas starts doing the right thing, they indict him.
Precisely. Or any state. Any one state can close down the Clinton Foundation internationally because it can demand until their criminal investigation is finished that the foundation not function to defraud anybody else. And that's a key point. My book, Partners in Crime, showing how the Clintons have used the White House to enrich themselves, which they have. It's been their only job, and they have $100 million each net worth. It can be shut down by ordinary citizens demanding their state attorney generals investigate.
And so people should do it now, and no one loses who does it because it draws attention to it. What do you make then, and we're about to go to break and come back and answer this, we can start answering it. What do you make by the fact that they have all these other secret bank accounts in the foundation and they don't report out of Canada? I'm sure it's well more than $200 million.
Oh, and also pass-through accounts with secret shell corporations, WJC.
That's what you're an expert on is banking. So when we come back with Dr. Jerome Corson, yes, we're going to talk about look, if they brought in $6-7 billion at the foundation and $69 billion in their global initiative, and I mean, we're not talking about $200 million here. These are people that stole George Washington's China. I mean, these are the white trash of the white trash. They are the creme de la creme. They were brought into power by people that wore white pointy sheet head outfits. I mean, these people are jokes.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
Last 15 minutes, we're going to open the phones up for Dr. Jerome Corsi for your questions. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now we have open phones to everybody. We'll get to JT Coyote and others that are already holding. JT Coyote. We have, obviously, Dave and I hosting the fourth hour today. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. This is a short segment, long segment, coming up here in a moment. I'm having trouble describing how crazy all this has gotten. I mean, again, the new WikiLeaks, the new DC leaks, Hillary selling access to the Chinese president. I didn't even think of that. She is so amoral, she's just selling to anybody. It's all massive felonies. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is an expert, not just on the banking, but on the federal laws. His new book, Partners in Crime, is now on sale at Amazon, you name it. Get it at bookstores. Very important. This book go to the very, very top. We're going to talk about the book more in the next segment. But continuing, Dr. Corsi, and folks can also follow you there on Twitter. We've got that up on screen for TV viewers. You were interrupted by the break getting into the types of crimes they're committing, all these banking laws. I mean, I've talked to lawyers. If I set up some legal foreign shell corporation and try to put a little bit of money in there to avoid taxes, they'll probably come after me even though I'm following the law. It looks like the Clintons are just engaged in whatever they want. It's wild.
You're exactly right, Alex. And what they've done, the Clintons have also set up these shell corporations. They've got WJC, which is a Bill Clinton's initials, WJC LLC and WJC Investments. And both of these two companies function to just pass money through. You couldn't even tell where the money came from or where it's going, because these bank accounts are what money launderers and drug cartels, the Clintons are using the same vehicles for the Clinton Foundation.
They're using classic money laundering strategies.
Yes, classic. In fact, These would be immediately suspect under any banking laws.
Isn't this the red flag of red flags?
Yes, it absolutely is. You don't have a former president operating a shell corporation in the pass-through account. That's what money launderers do, what terrorists do. And then they've got money coming in through lookalike corporations. They have a Clinton Foundation in Canada. They've got a Clinton Foundation in Ireland. And often these are not even registered. The Clinton Foundation only got a determination letter initially to build the library. The Clinton Foundation decided that it was going to raise money for AIDS. It decided it was going to go into all these other structures. I can't see how the Clinton Global Initiative is a charity at all. You know, the money contributed to it, the philanthropy, gifts, and awards, these are very
rare. Here's the bottom line. It's one of the biggest criminal operations ever in our face. A, why do they think they can get away with it? B, will they? I mean, where does this go?
Well, I think, you know, I first got onto this with Charles Ortel, who's a good friend today, one of the top financial analysts in New York on Wall Street. And Charles said to me, you've got to look at the audited financial statements filed with the Clinton Foundation because they're absolutely fraudulent. So they list gross sums, the amount of money that came into the country. They don't say where it came from. They don't account for the speeches. We have no idea where the speech money was paid for.
If you or I did this, we would be indicted within, what, 6 months?
Oh, sooner. I mean, this is so patently obvious. Money disappears. The money that the United Nations in Geneva says they give to the Clintons for AIDS is different every year than the amount of money the Clintons report. I mean, the financials don't even reconcile.
Why are they so arrogant? What does it show about their brains that they would do...
These are the kind of financials that a criminal files. These are the financials that you use to hide money. Just like a pass-through account is a giveaway that you're trying. That's how I caught, you know, I did the initial reporting on HSBC, that it was money laundering.
As I said, your real rock star status isn't even politics people know you for. It's you're an expert in banking. You were the first guy to go after HSBC.
And by the way, Comey from the FBI works on the board of directors for HSBC.
Uh-huh.
These people are all tied together. Loretta Lynch gave HSBC, the attorney general, when she was in New York.
So they're clearly using it.
Yeah, they're clearly using the techniques. These are money laundering. That's the whole point of Partners in Crime. You've got to look at this as a criminal enterprise. Money laundering, drugs.
I understand you're documenting it's a fraud. We know that. You've done a great job. The should read the book. But we're going to break. We're going to come back and give you the floor. But the psychology, Dr. Corsi, why do they think they can get away with it? Is it because they think they're invincible?
They think they're smarter than everybody else and that they have the political power to push everyone off, and they'll never be investigated. They'll never be prosecuted. Criminals always think they'll never get caught. They're the smartest.
So it's the criminology. It's the arrogance of a criminal.
Absolutely. And they get away with it, which is what we've got to put an end to.
Absolutely. I don't want this woman having the nuclear buttons when she's so damn arrogant. I mean, these people, folks, if you study criminology, of course you went right to the heart of it. I've only read, you know, seven or eight books on it, but it's like criminals love to get wilder and wilder. and they love to do all this stuff to try to get caught. We don't need this woman running the country. We're going to come back, go through the book. I've got a lot of key questions. Your phone calls, get it. Partners in Crime, available everywhere by Dr. Jerome Corsi.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offered not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. Oh, it's the time of the season when the blood runs high.
When the blood runs high. In this time,
give it to me easy. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. We'll be a jam-packed fourth hour, obviously, with David Knight today. Got a lot of news I want to cover with Dr. Corsi and some phone calls I want to take, obviously, with your questions for him. He's got the new book out, Partners in Crime. We're going to go right back to him in a moment. But, I mean, I run a business that deals with credit cards and companies. And, man, we've had all sorts of stuff going on over the years with the feds and investigations and banks and proving stuff. Like if we have some big sale of a new film, there's a bunch of money in the account, I got to go in and do all this stuff. And people actually come out and look at the DVDs and know it's real. And then, meanwhile, I watch the Clintons with billions of dollars just do whatever they want. I'm very offended. I mean, talk about discrimination. These people do whatever they want, whenever they want. It's crazy. We're going to talk about that in a moment. I've got a whole list of questions I want to go over with Dr. Corsi. Before I go any further, you can see that InfoWars, along with WorldNet Daily and Drudge and other great patriots, are telling the truth. I mean, the Soros emails coming out are word for word what we've said. Because quite frankly, they say this stuff in public, too. It's almost like, oh, it's a leak, so it's even more special. People actually pay attention to the leaks instead of Soros' own statements. It's very frustrating, but I'm glad that these emails, people are actually looking at them, because they basically just repeat what this monster has said. We need your support more than ever. We need you to send out the videos, the articles. That's how we're having this big effect. We're in a total war. You're in a total war. And we've got the new BioTrue Selenium that's from the mustard seed. It's organically extracted. It's in a cold process, so it doesn't lose. It's bioavailable. It's bioavailability. We believe from the research and Dr. Grimm's research, this is the very best selenium out there. It's involved in all your major electrochemical processes in the body. It goes incredibly well with iodine and vitamin C, obviously, synergistically. If you don't have selenium, you die. And there's all the big studies, go look at them, about what selenium does to lifespan and fertility and everything. It's such a missing link. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's our first run. It's selling out very, very quickly, and your purchases make the broadcast possible. We also have Hillary for Prison shirts that I normally sell for $19.95 that are bestsellers. We've sold 100,000 of them. And then Hillary came out and said, I have this dark heart. I'm evil. I'm bad. I said, that's it. It's dark heart special, $9.95, including shipping. Shipping's $5. The T-shirt costs us like $5. This is at cost. Hillary for Prison, delivered to your door. Give them to friends. Give them to family. This creates solidarity. It creates a meme. They hate this. Now, I'd like to say it supports the broadcast, but it doesn't, because it's at cost. But when you buy Supermel Vitality or the Lung Cleanse or our Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch Multivitamin that's so organic, so great for your family, it funds our operation. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals or the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site that has everything from water filtration to documentaries and T-shirts, you name it, books. And, of course, you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, Dr. Jerome Corsi's our guest. I want to go to calls in about 10 minutes. I've got a few questions I want to ask. But, sir, you've been polite pausing for me to customarily interrupt. I get so excited, like a little dog jumping up and down, you know, on the trail here. But other key points, Dr. Corsi, that people should be made aware of and that your book basically breaks down.
Well, I point out how the not only is the accounting fraudulent, which it tremendously is, there's no detail. You can't figure out where the money came in. The speeches are not accounted for. But also the idea the Clinton Foundation is doing good works needs to be attacked, because I point out that in some of these programs, fewer than 10% of the money goes to the charity that, for which it was given.
Another scandal. I saw the headline, 97%, even mainstream media admitted last week, and you're saying it's worse. The money, she puts it out of one pocket into the other, so that's a whole nother scandal.
Right, and meanwhile, the Clintons are flying around in private airplanes there, living in five-star hotels paid for by the foundation. What you've got is a complete scam. I point out, you know, the drugs that were delivered, the HIV drugs delivered to Africa, were fraudulent. They were purchased from a company in India that made discount drugs, and they were defective.
Unbelievable.
The delivery system, there's an office in the warehouse district in South Boston that runs the Clinton Health Initiative. I went to that office. There's no sign on the outside of the building. You can't find out how many people work there. None of the financial reports detail what those people do, who they are, how
many. So let's be clear. They're giving 1, 2, 3% of the money to charity, and even when they do that, it's BS.
Right. And, you know, to find out who worked in this office that runs the biggest program, the Clinton Health Initiative, the largest program, this little office in South Boston, I had to interview the guy who delivers soda to the office. He's the only one who would talk to me. There's the only sign on the door. He says, well, there's some 20 people up there working or whatever. He didn't know what they did. You know how much soda they drank. That's the problem. There's no reporting. The money in Haiti that was stolen by the Clintons. Federal reports, I cite some of this investigative reports after the Haiti disaster. Fewer than pennies on the dollar went to the Haiti people. The money was stolen by the Clintons. It was stolen by Beltway organizations with ties to the Clintons. It's been a big scam. This is why people need to file criminal complaints with their state attorneys general. As I point out in Partners in Crime, you've got money being solicited by these Clinton criminals to say, we're going to stop, you know, earthquake victims. We're going to help in Haiti, earthquake victims in India, AIDS in Africa. No, that's all just playing on misery. That's all using your sympathy to steal your money from you in a classic money laundering scheme where it's shell game. You'll never.
So I go back to square one, and the book breaks it down, Partners in Crime. I've never, this is like a million times what Nixon did. Why are they so emboldened? All these emails of Soros saying, have the UN take over the internet, shut down conservatives, arrest everybody, have the UN run our police. I mean, this is worse than I ever thought it was. These people are nuts.
Alex, I just published, I went into the Soros documents, and so I found that Soros funded a group, an African-American advocacy group called Color of Change, and they ran a campaign against the advertisers that succeeded in getting Glenn Beck off Fox and in getting Pat Buchanan off MSNBC. And the Soros documents brag about this. Alex, if your show had been on a cable network, Soros would have launched a campaign against your advertisers.
That's why we self-fund, absolutely. We even have them go after our suppliers. I tell you what's scary about this is they've got so much humet. I know you've dealt with intelligence stuff that they like know all sorts of stuff and even go after suppliers that aren't even listed. I mean, they are literally up my you-know-what.
And they will continue to be with the IRS, with the banking officials. All the investigations you get are not by accident.
Oh, I know.
What the Soros documents prove is they brag about this in their internal board meetings and when they're funding.
Let's talk about Fox. I mean, I was told by Fox executives that I met with the Waldorf Astoria in Cleveland that already knew this. They said, no, you're absolutely right. There's a coup, made up Roger Ailes stuff. Okay, hugged a girl, whatever. The point is, this was the takeover in case they steal the election. They don't want Fox there to call it the other way. Fox isn't perfect, but they're taking it down, folks, because it's better than CNN, obviously. And it's just a bellwether of where we are that Media Matters 3 years ago in Politico said, run by the White House, we're going to infiltrate Fox and take it down. They did it. I mean, that is so outrageous. Dr. Corsi.
Well, they're going against your advertisers, getting the regulators to look at your taxes, to look at your bank accounts. I mean, what Partners in Crime is all about is that the Clintons have figured out a way to run a foundation where they steal the money. And they know that they control the IRS. They know they control the banking organizations. They control the Department of Justice. So they'll never be investigated. While they, you know, this is the global elite stealing the resources it needs to perpetuate their privilege and their...
I agree. So in a football game, with every major globalist foundation and every publication saying we're in red level emergency, our plan for world government's falling apart, I think it was like Wall Street Journal today and Washington Post were just saying we're dead. American-driven globalism is over. Well, it's not American-driven. It's globalists hijacking us, using us. Are they playing possum, or are they really in this much trouble?
Well, what they're worried about is people are catching on. The American public is realizing that the economy has been stagnant. The middle class is losing their homes. They're losing their jobs. You've got 94 million people in America that are considered useless by the left. The African Americans have been abused for decades.
Let's be clear. The left makes people dependent and then talks crap about them all day how they're worthless.
Yeah, because they're worthless. All that Hillary Clinton wants is African American votes. All she wants is Latino votes. Obama's done nothing for the African Americans in this country. You know, the crime rates, the rates of
unemployment's doubled.
The poverty. Look at Detroit. I mean, you want every major city in the United States to be Detroit. And you have the United States as a whole move towards Detroit, and then put Hillary Clinton in office.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Corsi, the new book, Partners in Crime. How do they strike back, obviously? What do you expect for the next 69 days today till the election, November 8th? What do you expect to happen? What do you think about the polls? Obviously, internal polling shows Trump ahead in most polls. Even the L.A. Times admits he's a point ahead. They do these fake polls where they do 15% more Democrats than Republicans and Reuters and then say, oh, my gosh, he's got a 12-point lead. That's a 3-point deficit. I mean, look at in your tea leaves in like a 2 or 3 minute synopsis as a general of these wars, General Kenobi, what do you expect them to do next?
Well, there's going to be some unexpected wars. There's going to be another terrorist attack. There's going to be possibly even an assassination attack.
So they're going to October surprise false flags.
Yeah, false flags and, manipulating the news.
Could they activate their jihadi forces they brought in?
They could. I mean, we could have that. And we could also have, you know, more diversions like this Huma Abedin thing with Wiener. I mean, who cares? You know, but again, a sympathy for Huma Abedin, stories about sex. The Democrats know that they'll survive sexual scandals. They think they will. You know, I think some of the rape stories that Roger Stone has brought forth in his book are very, very damning to the Clintons. But there's going to be a false flag manipulation of the news. And I caution, you know, the Trump Organization and the Secret Service to be especially vigilant with both candidates. We don't need any political violence in the remainder of this campaign. It would be extremely detrimental to our cause of freedom, because the globalists would just use it as another attempt to grab power. That's what's going to happen. Also, fear tactics. You're going to have, you know, the Clinton people trying to put Donald Trump as a madman, trying to say he's going to take this away from you, he's going to take that away from you. Don't listen to it. Donald Trump is the last real hope we have to preserve any freedom in this country, and the possibility of losing the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, you go on with Hillary Clinton, is real. There will be no religious freedom, there will be no gun freedom, no Second Amendment. These are serious, serious.
And by the way, they've always denied they want our guns. I've seen the Washington Post, Rolling Stone, all of them. They go, yeah, we're going to ban every gun and take them from you. And they'll even add stuff like, your kids belong to us, by the way. There's this sickening arrogance and this wild-eyed authoritarianism, even to the street-level minions of these people.
With the Soroses doing the intellectual propaganda disinformation techniques of saying, no, they're not Muslim terrorists who are unvetted. They're refugees. They have to be under the UN law. This is propaganda. This is disinformation constantly done. You know, it's the police who Black Lives Matter. The police are racist. Police are doing their jobs. By and large, throughout America, African-American communities depend on the police. You know, Hillary
and the cops pulling back is what's caused 1,000-plus black people to be shot this year in Chicago. I mean, look, the fact is, statistically, a couple hundred black people get shot by cops a year. It's totally made up. And I'm not even defending police, but you're absolutely right. It's that it's a total George Soros-funded red herring. When the average cop has a nightmare job, they want them to quit their job and put a social justice warrior in that position.
While behind the scenes, the Soroses and the Clintons steal billions of dollars from which they fund this leftist agenda. And it's not even a leftist agenda. They'll abandon the left as soon as they get power in the globalists. This is about the fact that, you know, 94 million people to the extreme globalists are worthless. They're not needed.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, because you're one of the top experts. I'm not kissing your rear end. It's true. Dr. Jerome Corsi in the new book, Partners in Crime, worldnetdaily.com. You were one of the top experts. He really tells it like it is. Historically, looking at this situation, what do you think our chances are? Because I see a lot of positive things, I see a lot of negative things, and I'm constantly thinking, my God, it's worse than we thought. I mean, what can we do? Where are we? What's our position right now?
And we have to keep fighting. We have to keep bringing the truth out. We have to tell, reporting every day is, you know, we're doing. Get these stories out there. Document them. American people are waking up. Donald Trump, I've known for 40 years, he always looks like he's losing and then he wins. He's a tomcat. He fights. But he, you know, and the press hates him. They're constantly against him. He's constantly threatening them.
Because he is a loner. I mean, he's done the whole thing his own way before in business.
And done tremendous things for New York. I mean, look at going back to the Commodore Hotel, which is now the Grand Hotel. You know, the Javits Center built on land, he got it.
He loves to take old crappy things and make them beautiful.
He's done tremendous things for New York. He'll do tremendous things.
He will go to Detroit and rebuild it. These people, I mean,
And they're afraid because he'll rebuild it in a way that will bring back jobs, will bring back people. Trump cares about people. I've seen it in his employees. I've seen it in the people who live in his projects. I've seen it in people who work for him, whom I know a great number of them love Donald Trump because he does care about people. You're not going to find anybody who really, you know, loves Hillary Clinton except George Soros. Her rallies are going to have 250 people to it. The only people supporting her are the globalists who want to, you know, contain this elite power structure over the news, filtering Oh, you can't be told this story.
Well, sure, sure. What about the fact that he was here in Austin and they had 20,000 people in the deal? Our reporters were there 3 hours early, had to park 2.5 miles away and walk in. And Texas Monthly said he didn't have big crowds and it wasn't capacity you'd think it was. I tried, even though I had passes to get in, I couldn't get in. And I was invited backstage because it was miles of traffic. I got there 2 hours before. And then Texas Monthly lied. I mean, Texas Monthly didn't usually do that. Texas Monthly's written fair pieces on me. It's like they're all in, Dr. Corsi. They said that Trump didn't have big crowds in Texas.
And they're going to demonize everybody. They're going to do the propaganda.
But that's what I'm saying. How are they so lockstep? How are they getting the media that was always horrible to be 10 times more deceptive? I've never seen.
The media is in the bag for them. Partisan media in the bag for them, and they're circulating.
But it was capacity, doctor. 2.5 mile lines, and they said that no one was there.
Read Politico. Read any of the groups that are really in the bag. You know, these daily newsletters they send out. They've got the themes. They've got the structure. They're communicating as they did in all these news nets, email.
Oh yeah, we had media call in. That's what they said. They said they all coordinate with each other.
Coordinate. So you come up, okay, Hillary Clinton. Obvious health problems, medications that are, you know, old medication, post-concussion syndrome. You're going to see, I think, the potential for falling down or get confused and not be able to answer. Mainstream media says, no, nothing to see here. It's only a white right-wing conspiracy. No, she's got serious health problems. Even Obama's
You
doctor.
Saw the Secret Service guy, he runs up and says, it's okay, and he has the pen, the doctor.
Yes,
and she looks completely insane.
Yeah, I mean, and you can see her losing it. You know, these little seizures Hillary's having, the falling down. These are serious issues, and the mainstream media is covering it up, just like they are the Clinton Foundation. But I think the facade is cracking. You see the New York Times saying the Clintons have got to close down the Clinton Foundation. That won't solve
anything. I agree. I'm even seeing, like, the Washington Post, out of this sea of lies, the Washington Post goes, Hillary really should have stood up for the gay people. Trump did. She lost an opportunity. Then we go to the gay pride parade. They're all, we hate him. He wants to kill us. I mean, it's just crazy.
Hillary's saying that Donald Trump, you know, disabused a Gold Star parent. When Hillary Trump came back in Benghazi, we had the bodies coming back from Benghazi of our ambassador, the others who died there. And Hillary's saying it was caused by a movie. She's lying to their parents.
She says, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make? We've got Bill Clinton abusing women and Hillary abusing their victims.
Her first court case was defending a guy she knew was a rapist of a 7-year-old. I mean,
yeah, Paula Jones, that he paid $800,000+ to settle a rape case with. And yet, you know, Hillary says she's for women.
I got to be honest with you. It's crazy. It's like they say he's flip-flopped on immigration. He always said it's too hard to be legal. We're going to make it easier to be legal, but if you're a felon, we're kicking you out. We've got a lot of bad folks coming in from Mexico, criminals, and they turn into all Mexicans are criminals, and now they say it's a flip-flop when all he's doing is repeating what he always said.
Yeah, but except, you know, Donald Trump is brilliant. He's always been able to get the unearned media. He's very tough for these people to get. Because Donald Trump's used to New York. He's used to the media abuse.
And unearned means he doesn't pay for it.
And that's right. And the final analysis, everybody's talking about Trump, and they will to the end. And if they're all talking about Donald Trump right to the end, it's his agenda. He's going to win. And it's going to be massive because I think you're going to find, just like in the Brexit vote, they're going to tell you, oh, don't vote. Hillary's going to win. It's all useless.
It's all done.
It's all done.
Donald Trump's dropping out next week.
Yeah, and the truth is they're scared to death because they see what's going to happen starting in the next 2 months, and that is, people are going to wake up and they're going to start paying attention and they're going to say Donald Trump is the real deal.
Well, the algorithms show that. I mean, if people want anti-establishment, he said, I want to take a few phone calls. The book, Partners in Crime, available. Where's the best place, Dr. Corsi, for people to get this?
Thanks. It's available at all the bookstores. It's available at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. WND Superstore has copies that are signed. It's available everywhere, and thank you. I very much appreciate it.
Hey, we're all in the same war together, brother. God bless you. Let's take a few calls here. Alex is calling in from Mexico. Trump's set to meet in the next 30 minutes with a Mexican president, which I think is a great move, just like going to New Orleans was when Hillary wouldn't. Alex in Mexico, you're on the air with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon. Well, first, let me say really quick that Soros-owned Mexican media is going absolutely nuts. and they're accusing the Mexican president of helping Donald Trump. So I would have to ask you, why would the Mexican government invite Donald Trump?
I was about to say, Fox says you're not welcome here because he's a globalist selling Mexico out. Mexico's always been better than other Latin American countries about not selling its sovereignty. Under the NAU, it ends. And that's what I would be. I was Trump, I'd tell the Mexican people, hey, my country's mine, yours is yours. We can work together, but we're being conquered by globalists. That's a great point, Dr. Corsi. Why did the Mexican president say 2 weeks ago, I would meet with Trump, and now Trump ran down there in a very honorable, respectful way?
Well, I suspect that we better have double the security when Trump is down there.
Oh, they admit the cartels are coming after him.
And secondly, I think that, you know, Donald Trump, the Mexican government may think they can embarrass Trump or that they can pull some stunt that will make Trump look bad. I'm sure the, you know, the New York Times, which, by the way, is owned by Carlos Slim.
Who runs Mexico.
Carlos Slim is in business with Soros. He's in business with the Clinton Foundation.
Sure, but I mean, maybe they are Trump, but maybe they're hedging their bets because they know he's the guy.
No, I don't. I think the main plan is to embarrass Trump and have a narrative come out of this that they can.
Oh, like he was hated in Mexico. Look at this pathetic pig. But everybody sees the courage to go down there.
Well, and I think that's what.
He's walking into a trap.
Trump is communicating beyond the media. That's what scares the media so much. The New York Times knows it's losing its impact. The Wall Street Journal even. Is losing.
And that's why they're so scared of him. I was asking, why are they so scared of Trump? I've never seen anyone there. They're 50 times more scared of him than anybody I've ever seen.
Well, they've almost won. They got, you know, Glenn Beck. Soros paid to get Glenn Beck, attack the advertisers, get him off.
Sure, Beck rolled over.
Pat Buchanan. I mean, the list goes on and on. They've gotten the conservatives.
Well, they've told me if I don't roll over, it's over. I said, pull the trigger.
You know, I have done a single thing, not one interview with this book on Fox. Fox is
No. That's how you know we're 2 minutes to midnight. They are shutting everything down, my friend. It's great to be here at the end with you, being honorable, isn't it?
Well, you know, look, Eric, I think, Alex, we're going to win because I just can't believe that, you know, this great nation is going to roll over and let these globalists steal our freedoms and enslave us. Fundamentally, the American people, I think, are out there and waking up. They're looking around. They're realizing they can't, you know, they're paycheck to paycheck and don't even know they're going to keep
their house. Well, look, exactly. And look how presidential Trump is. I mean, this guy is, I got to say, he's amazing.
Well, and Trump is seriously he has created jobs. Latinos look, African Americans look. Trump has employed more African Americans and more Latinos. He's done more for the minorities this
year. Yeah, that's why Jesse Jackson gave him that award 20 years ago.
Than all the Democratic candidates put together. Hillary doesn't employ, you know, African Americans. She's not deploying Hispanics. Hillary.
Absolutely. Alex, have a quick comeback from Mexico with Dr. Corsi. Go ahead. Quick comeback.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the Mexican government maybe sees the things for which they are, and they're not seeing Mr. Trump going second in the polls, and that is why maybe they invited him, because they see Hillary going down in the polls.
That's what I think. Of course, he usually has the inside baseball. This president has criticized him, but maybe he realizes what's going on. I mean, look, sovereignty's the way to go. Our countries aren't perfect, but you go with globalists, they will exploit you. They will screw you over. Thank you, Alex. I'm going to come back and take a few final calls from John in Mexico and JT Coe and others. Dr. Corsi's got to go. Partners in crime. We got 60 seconds left for you to finish, sir. Go ahead.
Well, it's just been a great pleasure and honor to be with you again. I think the whole purpose of Partners in Crime and the Clinton Foundation is to expose that these people are criminals. And that the Soros gang, the Clinton gang, even the mainstream media, you know, will go to any length to antagonize sponsors, to keep suppress the truth, to keep a conservative message out. They don't want the First Amendment. They don't want the Second Amendment.
That's right. They're coming after our funding, so everybody fund us. Get the book. Buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Spread the word. It's how you win the war in 21st century warfare. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you again soon, sir. We'll be back with the fourth hour. Your phone calls 70 seconds away.